States across the country are coming to deal with the same problem, how to comply with federal Common Core standards. Strategies to do that is up to them. Education writer and co-founder of Envision Education, Bob Lenz, says it should be done through project-based learning, and his organization is doing it. Envision operates three high-performing schools in the Bay Area and trains other educators in its model. In Hawaii, he's worked with Kamaili Academy in Waianae and Malama Honua Charter School. He's back in Hawaii this week, and he joins us now. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Excuse me. A lot of parents hear how much their kids need to know, and that's all based on content. But that's very different from the focus that you placed on the learning by doing, not just telling somebody or showing someone, but really having a student know how to do something because they are physically doing it. That's very different. How many schools across the nation are really understanding that difference when you talk about it?
We talk about it as a balance of knowing. We still think it's really critical that you gain the core content and skills. But then the doing, as you mentioned, through project-based learning and performance assessment so that students can demonstrate and apply what they know. And then thirdly, they can reflect so they can really learn to learn. We see a growing movement across the country. Our Envision Learning Partners now is working in 9 different states, serving almost 10,000 students across the country. And through a partnership with other networks, 100,000 students this year are doing curriculum-embedded projects that are based on the Envision model.
Has it become easier for schools to deal with how they meet the Common Core standards than it has been, for example, to meet No Child Left Behind?
Exactly. I think when people look at the Common Core standards, that it's asking kids not only to know facts, but to think critically, to be an effective communicator, they immediately see that project-based learning is the how on how you get to the standards. We think it's also the why, because it engages kids and prepares them for their future.
You and some of your colleagues have a new book out called Transforming Schools, Using Project-Based Learning, Performance Assessment, and Common Core Standards. In it, pretty much in the middle of the book, you say the Common Core puts the wind at our back for the first time in a long time. They aren't perfect, but these standards go a long way toward closing the gap between what we have to do and what we should be doing. Many of the state standards have emphasized what students should know over what they should be able to do. The Common Core flips the center of gravity to the other side, from knowing to doing. How exactly is that happening in a way that hasn't been able to happen before? Because, I mean, some of these ideas are not new ones, Bob, and you know that. There are schools like, you know, Waldorf and others that have been using that hands-on model for a very long time. And sometimes timing is everything. Is now the right time for this?
It's the time is now. We're really excited. And the wind at your back and the wind at your face it was purposeful, because when we launched Envision Schools in 2003, about the same exact time that No Child Left Behind started our movement towards a standardized test as a measure of just knowing. And we felt for a long time the wind was in our face. And now with the Common Core standards, we feel like there's momentum building, that we're actually have the opportunity for policy to drive the type of practice that we think is best for kids. Literally, our teachers and principals, when they read the Common Core standards for the first time, broke out in applause. They felt like the work that they were doing, that they knew was good for kids, now was actually more in alignment with what the country said and the state of California said they were going to commit to.
Which clearly was not the case when No Child Left Behind came out, and people were wondering, how can we possibly do this with no funding to be able to do it and just being told, go do this?
Yeah, I think the best thing that came out of No Child Left Behind was the emphasis on disaggregating your data to really know which students are achieving and which aren't. And often, as we know, it's underserved, low-income kids of color who are the ones who are not being served. But the answer isn't to prepare them for a standardized test. The answer is to engage them in their learning, and give them the broad sense of skills that will allow them to be successful in college and life.
You're talking far more than just fill in the bubble answers, but really understanding at a very deep level, which goes to that idea of deep learning. How do you really take that in and be able to think critically and be able to perform in a way that shows that you do?
Exactly. And that's what we know that students need in order to be successful when they go to college, when they go on to their career. We track our graduates. We know that our graduates are persisting well beyond in college what that would be predicted. Our first two graduating classes, almost 80% of them are either graduated or still in college after 4 years.
All of that said, there has been some pushback to this, and there are some myths. What are the biggest ones that you hear?
The biggest myths are that we don't have it's too hard for teachers to do project-based learning. We don't believe that. We know that teachers, this is the type of teaching and learning that teachers got into the profession to do. We do know that you have to build their capacity. And so we've seen all across in Oahu, not only are working with Kamaili Academy, but Kai Baiona School in Nanakuli, the Sikhs Middle School here in Honolulu, Malama Honua. And we're seeing veteran teachers, new teachers embrace this when they're given the training and really produce amazing results for kids.
How much training do they have to undergo to be able to sort of make that switch?
It's not only a matter of time, but it's sustained. So doing our typical work with a school will be a day or two in the summer. But the most important is the continued follow-up. So 3-4 visits of sustained professional development that teachers are focused on one thing, trying it out, bringing the student work, sharing it with their colleagues, and then going back and refining it. And after a year or two, we see teachers' practice change dramatically.
So give me a sample lesson.
Let me describe a project that we describe in the book. It's called the BP Oil Spill Project. It was for 11th and 12th graders. And they were asked the question, who's responsible for the BP oil spill? So in their science class, they did an inquiry-based science project where they worked to determine what would be the best dispersants for the oil in the Gulf. And then make their hypothesis and try it out, and then write a college-ready scientific report. In their government class, they put together a simulation of a congressional hearing where they actually ask the question, who's responsible? And they perform that for parents and community members in an evening. And in their research, they did a research paper in their English language arts class. We had policymakers come in from Washington to engage the kids, a few of the students in the work. And the policymakers from Washington were blown away by the amount that the students actually knew about not only the event, but the environmental science laws.
So you're also talking about integrated curriculum as well as authentic learning.
Exactly.
Wish we had more time. Really wish we had more time. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much.
Bob Lenz is the co-founder and chief innovation officer for Envision Education. He's a nationally recognized leader in high school redesign, deeper learning, project-based learning, 21st century skills education and performance assessment. He regularly blogs on Edutopia. He'll read from his new book, Transforming Schools, tomorrow at 4:30 at the Pacific Club.